Dictation instructions. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage.
Cool weather and warm weather. If you are like most people, your intelligence varies from season to season. You are probably a lot sharper in the spring than you are at any other time of year. A noted scientist, Ellsworth Huntington, 1876 to 1947, concluded from other men's work and his own among peoples in different climates, that climate and temperature have a definite effect on our mental abilities. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than summer heat. This does not mean that all people are less intelligent in summer than they are. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than summer heat. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than summer heat. This does not mean that all people are less intelligent in summer than they are during the rest of the year. It does mean, however, that the mental abilities of large numbers of people tend to be lowest in the summer. Spring appears to be the best time of the year for thinking. Fall is the next best season, then winter. As for summer, it seems to be a good time to take a long vacation from thinking. If you are like most people, your intelligence varies from season to season. If you are like most people, your intelligence varies from season to season. You are probably a lot sharper in the spring than you are at any other time of year. You are probably a lot sharper in the spring than you are at any other time of year. A noted scientist, Ellsworth Huntington, 1876 to 1947, a noted scientist, Ellsworth Huntington, 1876 to 1947, concluded from other men's work and his own among peoples in different climates, that climate and temperature have a definite effect on our mental abilities. Concluded from other men's work and his own among peoples in different climates, that climate and temperature have a definite effect on our mental abilities. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than summer heat. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than summer heat. This does not mean that all people are less intelligent in summer than they are during the rest of the year. This does not mean that all people are less intelligent in summer than they are during the rest of the year. It does mean, however, that the mental abilities of large numbers of people tend to be lowest in the summer. It does mean, however, that the mental abilities of large numbers of people tend to be lowest in the summer. It does mean, however, that the mental abilities of large numbers of people tend to be lowest in the summer. Spring appears to be the best time of the year for thinking. Spring appears to be the best time of the year for thinking. Fall is the next best season, then winter. Fall is the next best season, then winter. As for summer, it seems to be a good time to take a long vacation from thinking. As for summer, it seems to be a good time to take a long vacation from thinking. If you are like most people, your intelligence varies from season to season. You are probably a lot sharper in the spring than you are at any other time of year. A noted scientist, Ellsworth Huntington, 1876 to 1947, concluded from other men's work and his own among peoples in different climates that climate and temperature have a definite effect on our mental abilities. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than summer heat. This does not mean that all people are less intelligent in summer than they are. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than summer heat. He found that cool weather is much more favorable for creative thinking than summer heat. This does not mean that all people are less intelligent in summer than they are during the rest of the year. It does mean, however, that the mental abilities of large numbers of people tend to be lowest in the summer. Spring appears to be the best time of the year for thinking. Fall is the next best season, then winter. As for summer, it seems to be a good time to take a long vacation from thinking.